Catholic church choirs. Bad body language based on this video. Bro, I'm standing here with my arms folded. I am angry that I'm singing about the Lord. Condoya Mito, the St. Benedict Catholic Choir from Rapoji. They're like literally going, okay, I want everyone to underact. Hey, fool, I'm singing this for the Lord, not for this camera, you ne'er-do-well. November 12th, 2018, Memorial of Saint Josaphat, Bishop and Martyr. Reading number one, Titus. Paul, the slave of God and apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's chosen ones and the recognition of religious truth and the hope of eternal life, that God who does not lie. Bro, no, that's right. The truth is in tune. Promised before time began, who indeed at the proper time revealed his word and the proclamation with which I was entrusted by the command of God our Savior to Titus, my true child in our common faith, grace and peace from the God of our Father, Jesus Christ, our Savior. That's you, me, and everybody. For this reason, I left you in Crete. Stay here. So if you might set right what remains to be done and appoint presbyters in every town as I directed you on condition that they be blameless. Oh, no. I mean, dude, I eat snacks in the middle of the night so much that people have to write their names on stuff. I sleep in. Sometimes I forget to brush my teeth out. Married only once with believing children. Oh, no, dude, I have no kids. Oh. Who are not accused of licentious or rebellious. Oh, dude, what if I'm resisting the resistance? Is that rebellious? What if I'm a rebellious, but I'm defending the word of the Lord? For a bishop, as God's steward, must be blameless, not arrogant, not irritable, not a drunkard, nor aggressive. Oh, no, bro, turn that volume down. Not greedy for a sordid gain. Wait, can you be greedy for other gains then? Oh, you can be greedy, just not for those sordid gains. Bro, are you greedy? I mean, sordid. But hospitable and a lover of goodness, bro. You know what I love more than goodness? Greatness, thank you. You know what I love more than greatness? Glory. Oh, that's because the greatness is finished. Guess what? Goodness was so good it became great, and greatness was so great that it was done being great. Yeah, then it rested in the glory. Can you believe it? Anyway, keep shoveling the coal. They're going to kill us. Lover of goodness, temperate, just, holy, and self-controlled. Oh, holding fast to the true message as taught. Well, brother, it's just the message. In the message is the center of the message. In the center of that message is truth itself. Guess what? If you line the truth up with the message, guess what you get? The message. Bro, if you guess what? If your truth is not lined up and you hear the same thing, you know what you hear? I don't know. Something else. If there's anything arguing with me, then I don't know. You know how much fun I have blocking people online, by the way? I don't spend a bit of time online being oddballed at anything. I might laugh at stuff that's inappropriate. I was raised in the 80s. I thought we were allowed. Oh, hi. How are you? Bro, this is us, track number two here. Oh, these dudes are bringing it. There's four of these dudes. You know what? They're not that poor if they can all afford to wear suits. Shamba La Misa Bibu, the St. Benedict Choir of Rapoji. Bro, how many choirs does this place have? These people, they're breaking it down. They got dance moves, background singers. Sometimes they film people and they forget to move their friends out of the back of the shot. They seem to be enjoying themselves more than the previous group. November 12th, St. Josaphat of Polotsk. POLOTSK. Tisk, tisk, tisk on your ability to read ahead. 1580 to 1632. Bro, he broke out at 43. Bishop and murder. What did you do with your time? He was a Basilian monk who became the archbishop. Worked strenuously to uphold and spread the union of the Brest-Litovsk, by which the churches of the province of Kiev, bro, this dude was in Russia, with their, oh, this Putin had this dude, wait, oh, no, he's too old. With their Byzantine liturgy and customs, had entered into communion with Rome in a complex situation of national and religious antagonism. He was killed by violent opponents. Oh, bro, no, you know who I'm killed by? Real meek and docile people. I know, they just accidentally made it happen. Noted for his energetic pastoral reform and courageous ecumenicism. All right, let's see here. All right, shortly before his time, in the life of the Orthodox Church, in an area known as Ruthenia, that's Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, part of Norland, Slovakia, and a strip of Main Street, Eastern Poland. Bro, the Polish right now are killing it. They're like, you know what we're doing? Whatever the Polish people want to do. You know who's not allowed to come in here and tell us what not to do? Nobody is not Polish, so beat it. You ever hear 200,000 people walk outside and do the national anthem? The Metropolitan of Kiev sought and partially achieved a reunion between Orthodoxy and Catholicism at the Synod in 1595 at Brest-Litovsk. Six out of eight Orthodox bishops, including the Metro Rogoza, supported the union, and the remaining two bishops, together with many delegates from monasteries, parish clergy, opted to remain in the Orthodox. No, you six, stay over there. The two of us, we're going to keep doing what we were doing. But you know what? Take your own salvation in your own damn hands. I don't know. I'm not changing it, dude. No, dude. If it doesn't say it in the book, it doesn't say it. Two sides concluded by excommunicating and anathemizing. What? No. The fake news hated the real news, and the right hated the left, and the new church hated the old church. Oh, bro, that was beef. So that came into a new existence, what is known as the Uniat Church, UNIATE. Those celebrating the Slavonic Byzantine liturgy in common with the Orthodox, but reunited in Rome. Okay, let's see. We have liturgy in common, and Rome's cool with us. Catholics pressured these to celebrate a Latin liturgy. Rome allowed them to keep the Slavonic Byzantine rite. The Orthodox resented this development. Bro, they were not forgiving and did not feel the Unites were a proper form of Christianity for this. Bro, they were having a Christianoff. I mean, they were Russian. Their last name was probably Christianoff. Who are these dudes? Matunze and Anoa, also the St. Benedict Choir for Pokemon. No, these are the same people, just in different outfits. Well, this band's dressed like their hostesses at Chili's. No, I don't mind the way, because look at the feel how soothing this music is. Oh, I have a minute 15. I'm sorry. It's been a good time talking about the Lord. Having a good time talking about the Lord. An assembly elected a rival bishop, Miletus something, and although Jehoshaphat had support of the people, he was not backed by the Polish bishops, who resented the fact that he insisted on retaining the Byzantine Slavonic rite allowed by the union. Anti-Roman sentiment, bro, that was there, and it was big. Jehoshaphat decided to go there in person. Look, I'm going to go. I'm going to show up, and I'm going to tell them what's what. They're going to be nice. Oh. And he tried to appeal to them. Two men attacked him, one hitting him with a club, the other one splitting his head open with an axe. Well, what did you do on a Monday? Hostile crowd seized his body and weighing it with stones, threw it in the local river 4 years after his death. The guy who wanted him killed repented and joined in the defense of the union. Bro, this guy's death brought people to the Lord. Pray for my brother David Deacon Gray. God bless everybody. We'll listen to you on Tuesday.